Parts of Mary's a fog, then becoming partly sunny, warming into the mid-80s, and 82-85 Wednesday. I'm Tommy Ells on Northwest Jersey's own RNJ.
9:33:27 as we roll up towards 10 this morning on this rainy Monday morning. Cloudy skies, 69 degrees our present temperature, but we've got a little bit of sunshine here this morning as we have an opportunity to chat with Kirk Perez, the owner of the Toy Chest in Hope. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Mike.
Whoops, let me turn your mic on there. There we go. I knew I forgot something.
Good morning, Mike.
How are we doing today?
I'm a little nervous, I got to tell you.
you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Okay, all right.
So I mean, it's interesting because the toy chest, I mean, toys have a special place in people's lives. You know, I can tell you, I'm just amazed when you go on the internet and you see like whole websites that are devoted to classic toys that are 30, 40, 50 years old. And people are still searching for them and looking for them, you know. And just now, let's just back up a little bit and just talk. How did you get into the toy chest business in Hope?
Well, I've been collecting toys since I'm 7 years old. I mean, I grew up in Union City, New Jersey, where mm-hmm. when I was a small child, there was a toy store downstairs, and that was like for me, like
wow,
yeah, that was the highlight of my day. Whenever I'd get out, just kind of staring through the window and trying to figure out a way to, you know, con my mom into getting some cool new toys.
That is cool. You lived over a toy store.
Yes, I did. Yes,
wow,
I did.
That's neat. So now, how did that get you a toy? So you're a kid, you live over a toy store. Now you're a grown up, you own a toy store. What happened in between?
You know, I have a brother and a sister that are much older than me. And, you know, that led me the opportunity to just always see cool stuff that I probably shouldn't have had access
yes,
to.
Yes, because you had older siblings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like my brother Rudy, he used to... you know, he used to have and collect Aurora Monster models.
Ooh, uh-huh.
And you know, as a little kid, you don't want to play with those too much because they're kind of brittle.
Mm-hmm.
And I broke a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in a way now it's great because I have a lot of those same monster models in my store. And every time my brother comes in, he's like, wow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like payback. I give him a discount on a few of those.
Nice. That's very, very brotherly of you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
My sister, the same thing. You know, mm-hmm. the drinking bird. And, mm-hmm. you know, she used a product of the 60s. So it was these really cool shops that she used to bring me into.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just remembered them.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the toy chest. You're at 335 Hope Street, High Street in Hope, okay? And you're open Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 5. When people walk into your store, what do they see?
Well, there's two things that happen when you walk in my store, and the nicer one is that is when I hear a kid come in, or even an adult, and I hear like a gasp.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
That's when I know that we nailed it. Because,
yeah.
you know, Nicole and I, my wife and I, we really went out of our way to create a very nostalgic, you know, 50s vibe in that store. Because
mm-hmm.
what I want to do is I want to bring my customers back in time.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring them to a time where, I don't know, quite frankly, when things were better.
Yeah.
At least I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I want to see kids play again. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of the gizmos and the doodads and... You know, we practice what we preach. My children don't have any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
my daughter, she's 9 years old. I'm very proud of her. She reads and writes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I see her up at night in her room, she's got a flashlight in bed and she's reading books.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's got a great imagination. And I think mm-hmm. that's really important. I don't sell high-end electronics in my store. You mm-hmm. want an Xbox, you got to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You want a vintage Atari console? You come to me.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Cool. So. Very cool. So you try and nail those classic toys, right?
Oh, yeah. That's mm-hmm. that's what we're all about. I mean, recently I just picked up, you know, a Mr. Magoo
mm-hmm.
action figure. Mm-hmm. Mork from Mork.
Yeah.
The late Robin Williams
yeah.
is in my store.
Mm-hmm.
He's now at the toy chest. Come check him out. I mean, we have things that you don't see every day. You know,
right.
Long Ranger figurines.
Mm-hmm.
But the latest and greatest stuff, too, because
yeah.
I have to have a little bit of everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, my bread and butter,
mm-hmm.
for all you people listening, Star Wars fans.
Mm.
We have every single movie, we have action figures, too.
Wow.
The original 1977 collection, right there in my front case,
mm-hmm.
you can pick up a vintage R2-D2 you know, Boba Fett, Greedo, Luke Skywalker. I'm not talking about the new ones. Yeah. I'm talking about 1977, the real deal.
Yeah, right. And it's funny because I have a nephew who's right about that age. So my wife and I often talk about, you know, we hadn't seen the movie yet. So this is like 1978. It's just, you know, our 77. It's Christmas time. And he wants stuff for Star Wars. And we're going into Toys R Us looking at these names. And what the heck is this? We hadn't even seen the movie.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's
cool. That's actually funny because I talked a little bit about that recently with somebody about, you know, the early bird special back in 1977.
Yeah.
Kenner was completely unprepared.
Oh, yeah.
For the response.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no toys.
Yeah.
So they offered basically a certificate
mm-hmm.
to people to keep Star Wars relevant through
yes.
the holiday. And it was basically a promise that if you sent in this certificate, they would mail you out the early bird special, which was the four, you know, basic figures.
Figures,
Luke Skywalker, Chewbacca, Princess Leia, and R2-D2.
Wow.
And let me tell you, if you have that toy around,
mm-hmm.
please come to my store because I will buy it from you. Because it's worth thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Yeah.
Neat. And I guess that's the thing. I mean, you also can help people. If they do have some of this classic stuff around the house, you will certainly help people figure out what it's worth, if it is worth anything.
And better yet, I'll take it off their hands because that we do buy toys, you know,
yes.
vintage toys,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and you know that's part of what we do.
Yeah. So very good. So I mean, and again, it is the Toy Chest on High Street in Hope, open Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 5. You do carry some new brands too.
Oh, we carry Melissa and
Doug
Hasbro stuff, Ravensburger puzzles, every board game imaginable. What makes the store unique is we carry a lot of original format games. So
mm-hmm.
they're replicas, but they were made in the classic, you know,
in
form.
Classic, yeah. Form.
So, you know, mm-hmm. Monopoly with wooden houses.
Mm, yeah.
So, you know, we have cap guns and matchbox cars, everything imaginable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Talking Tina.
Well, listen, everybody who knows me there knows I am a huge fan of the Twilight Zone.
Oh, okay.
And I have to mm-hmm. believe, I have to be at least one of the only stores in America that carries not only Twilight Zone memorabilia, but Twilight Zone toys.
Mm,
so, Talking Tina, not only do I have a 3¾-inch action figure of her,
mm-hmm.
but I have a life-size replica, one left, by the way, that talks. And I really don't want to sell it, but my wife and my daughter, they'd like to see me get rid of it because it's definitely creepy. And you could just ask Telly Savalas all about it. He'll tell you.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Kirk, we got to run. But did we cover it all this morning?
I think you did. I appreciate you having us on.
If we didn't, you'll have to come back.
Oh, yeah.
That's all there is to it.
There's plenty more to cover.
Oh, cool. Very good.
The Toy Chest is an experience. I want you guys to come in and really, it's not just about shopping. It's
mm-hmm.
come in. It's browse friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I just love to meet the people, and I want to give people a dose of happy. We got to get happy again.
All right.
Kirk,
thank you so much
no
for
problem.
Being here. Appreciate it, and have yourself a great day.
Yeah,
okay?
Mike, thanks for having me on. Appreciate
thanks for
it.
Being here. Kirk Perez, the owner of the Toy Chest, 335 High Street in Hope. Check it out. TheToyChestLLC.com is the website. We'll open Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 5. Don't be fooled by the name. The Toy Chest is a portal to the past. Thank Kirk. Thanks for being here. We find ourselves now at 19 minutes as we roll up towards 10.
The region's largest business.